The White House worries about federal employees' job satisfaction in its fiscal 2015 budget request. It wants agencies to monitor employee engagement more closely. Now, the assessment begins every year with the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey. The Office of Personnel Management is about to begin this year's version. John Palguda is Vice President of Public Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. It uses the survey to rank federal agencies every fall. And John joins us now with some tips. Hi, John.
Good morning, Emily.
All right, so, John, federal employees are going to be getting this survey in their email inboxes or however they get it in April. What's important about it from their perspective?
Well, excellent point, Emily. And you know, the survey is a big deal. And as you mentioned in the intro, the administration actually included employee engagement as a cross-agency priority goal in the 2015 budget. So it's something that's been going on now. This current iteration really dates back to about 2001. And it's become a big deal in that it's something that really can be helpful for an organization to improve operations. There's a little, you know, misunderstanding among some that this is all about making sure employees are happy. That's a side benefit if it occurs. But it's really about making sure that government organizations are operating as effectively as possible. And we know that there's a strong positive correlation between satisfied, engaged employees and organizational effectiveness. So that's why it's important. But it's only useful, the results from the survey are only useful if employees actually provide the gift of feedback by answering the survey. So, what's really important going in is that, we figure out, our agency managers, leaders figure out how to get employees interested in answering the survey. Last year in 2013, the overall response rate was a little, government-wide, was a little over 48%. But the range of responses by the, thousands of different organizations out there, we got as high as close to 87% of all employees responding, which is phenomenal. But we also had some organizations that, was as low as about 27%. So, the first, question then, and this really goes to what you asked, Emily, is, so what's in it for the employees? Why should they be thinking about responding? And, when we've talked with organizations that have been successful in increasing response rate, we got a lot of information back, and it turns out there's exactly seven strategies for increasing response rate. One of them has to do with answering that question for employees, why should I bother? And I think clearly if nobody's paying attention to the survey responses, if nothing's being done with the results, the honest answer is, well, there's probably very little in it for you. The good news is, however, Emily, that most organizations, the vast majority, are paying a lot of attention to this. Obviously, all the way up to the White House, this is a big deal. So I think the first step is to let employees know that, we really want you to respond, because we're going to take your responses and we're going to try to figure out how to make this a better organization, a better place to work, but also more effective, productive organization.
Sure. We're speaking with John Palguda, Vice President of Public Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. Now, it's understandable why agencies want this information. Can employees be sure that their answers and the fact that they're even participating in the survey, that that is all completely confidential, and that their immediate supervisors or higher-ups don't know that they're doing it? Because I think that could be a concern. Whenever you're faced with a survey about employment, you wonder if you have something at risk.
Well, absolutely. And actually, that goes to a second of the seven strategies for increasing participation, and that is dispelling myths. Probably, and I've been involved in employee surveys for decades in government and outside, and probably the number one concern is particularly if you have some issues you would want to share in the survey is they can identify me, can't they? They're going to know that I'm responding, and the answer particularly for the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey is absolutely not. There have been really since 2001. There have been millions of employees who have responded to this survey. Last year, over 376,000. And Emily, truly, I do not know of a single case out of those millions where an employee was identified as the respondent of a particular survey, and somebody went up to them and said, "I know what you said," and we're going to get you or whatever.
Or we know that you've participated or not participated.
Yeah, and actually, that's they don't even know that. They'll know eventually how many responded, but a individual manager does not know if an individual employee, one of his or her employees, has responded. So not only do they not know who has and who has not responded, they do certainly do not know what they said in response.
And in all the years that you've been tracking the survey results and compiling the list of best places to work from it, what do you consider the best outcome? Which agency in which year has taken the results and done something really concrete with it that they couldn't have done otherwise?
Well, we've got, in fact, a couple of months ago, we published a little report on several case studies of agencies that we called it the 10 years of the best places to work in the federal government rankings. And we looked at, there's been a number of agencies with successes, but we looked at six in particular. And one that comes to mind is the Patent and Trademark Office and Department of Commerce. When a new director came in, Dave Kapos, they had a huge backlog of patent applications to process, lots of other issues, and he decided that one of the ways he was going to improve the organization was to really focus on employee engagement. And so they, he started with the survey results. They were in the bottom third of all subcomponents in government. And he started working with employees, taking the survey, and, good survey data is not going to give you all the answers. It tells you some of the questions to ask. He started asking the questions. He started, meeting with employees, saying, okay, what can we do? Here's our objective as an organization. We've got a lot of work to do. But I also want to make this a place that's going to, be a good place for you, that's going to elicit and support your productivity, et cetera. And over time, by focusing on this, they actually were able to rise through the rankings. And last year in 2013, out of 300, and remember, they started in the bottom third of all subcomponents. In 2013, out of 300 subcomponents, they were number one. And their backlog was at the lowest level that it had been in over 5 years. So there's a lot of examples of out there of organizations that have used this this gift of employee feedback to improve the organization, to make it more productive, to address employee concerns, or to empower employees to get the job done. So it's really a very very enlightening when you start looking at what's being done with it.
And John, I have to ask you to answer in about 30 seconds, but I do want to know, with the president drawing attention to employee satisfaction in his budget request, what changes do you expect in this year's viewpoint survey or in how agencies use it?
I think it's going to be mostly on how agencies use it. The administration's putting together an engagement dashboard, if you will, so that line managers as well as agency heads can really focus on what's happening. It's like driving down the road and seeing, based on the employee feedback, how you're doing. Are you on course? How much are you making progress? So I think that what's going to happen in 2014, given the administration's interest, is that managers and leaders are going to be even more engaged than they are in making use of these results to talk with their employees and to improve government operations.